You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Holding her on line five is the new owner of the world record for naked skydiving.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't have any world records, do you?
No.
No. We've tried.
Yes.
We've tried.
I've also never been skydiving.
Yeah, well, Rod's been a couple of times, right?
Yeah, a few times, five.
Oh, really? Awesome. Let's go over here to line five. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Ryan. How do you pronounce it? Knoff?
Knoff.
Knoff. I've got you. Ryan Knoff. Who, was it last Wednesday you spent all day skydiving?
It sure was.
Wow. Tell us about your experience. How many times did you successfully jump out of the airplane?
I got 60 jumps in that day.
Wow. 60 jumps and you were completely naked?
Completely naked except for my shoes to protect my feet when I landed.
That's fair. Are you chafed anywhere unusual?
You wouldn't believe the random chafe spots on my body. You don't think you can chafe places and then you find out. There it is.
That's fantastic. So when you put on the parachute and stuff, I mean, where are the straps going exactly on your naked torso?
So they run up like your rib cage kind of.
Yep.
And you have like circle harness straps around both of your thighs. And shoulder straps like a backpack.
All right. Wow. So how did you pull off 60 jumps like this? You had to have several aircraft, right?
I had two aircraft, and I had a team of people packing five parachutes.
That's a lot of trust
and a lot of faith.
That's a lot of trust, baby. Yeah, yeah, man. So now, and you did this for a cause, yes?
I did. I partnered with Movember. And I did it for Men's Health Week and for the cause of mental health awareness and suicide prevention.
It's a very admirable cause. Very, very admirable cause. And especially, gosh, on the tail end of this last crazy year that we've had with everybody
Absolutely.
Indoors and just walking the floors, some more awareness of everyone's mental health is called for, I would think, hey?
Yeah, and I use what I love to do in life, throwing myself out of airplanes. To do that.
Nice. Do you have a day job when you're not skydiving? What are you doing?
When I'm not skydiving, I'm motivationally speaking for a company called Third Nut from California. It's a leadership company.
Oh, is that right? Interesting.
Yes, sir.
Wow, fun. So when you conceived of this idea, how long did it take you to put together the resources in order to pull it off?
We came up with the idea in February, and it was kind of a joke then, and somebody told me I couldn't do it. I had this idea of doing it for one of my best friends, so we kind of brainstormed on it a little more. I talked to some of my serious skydiver friends, and we started throwing logistics together, and we thought, hey, you know what, we could do this, and here we are today. I can't believe that I have a world record.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Is it Guinness or who's the agency that recognizes this as the world record?
So Guinness was recognizing it up until about the week before, and
okay.
Then because of the nudity, they're kind of
see how they are. Yeah,
yeah.
Two-faced.
But we trended globally on Thursday morning,
right?
So they're actually talking to Movember again, and I think they might change their.
They
mind.
Should do it. It's good natured. It's not like salacious nudity, and it's not sexually oriented nudity. It's just part of the gig.
Now, I've jumped out of a plane.
That's our argument.
I've jumped out of a plane before skydiving, and I was thinking about this. We talked about this the morning after you set the record. The conditions out there when you did this had to be optimal, right? There was no – it wasn't sprinkling or anything, right?
No. Thankfully, I had some clear weather that day. We did have a plan if we did have clouds and precipitation or anything like that. I was still going to jump as long as we had the cloud clearing.
Okay, because I would think if I'm going to jump out naked and it's drizzling, I'm at least putting a jock strap on and a cup because it hurts when you run into the backside of the rain, you know?
Yes, it does. You know, it's pointy on the backside.
Yes, yes. It's a lot on the satchel.
You got a lot going on. It was a lot on the schedule. I was going to ask. So the Ghibli bits held up okay, or did you have to have any kind of medical treatment?
Well, I had a wonderful team of medical staff there to make sure I was okay all day long.
Nice.
They were checking my dehydration and my blood pressure and my heart rate. They did a phenomenal job.
Turn your head and cough.
Give the hernia 60 times. The hernia check.
Yeah, 60 times.
Got to make sure there's both. All right, how many do you see? I see two. He's good. Go. That's so great. Ryan, it's fantastic. How much attention have you gotten?
I'm interviewing with you guys right now. I'm in the Central Standard Time Zone, so I had to wake up at 4 a.m.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. After you guys, I have Chicago.
Nice.
Wednesday, I start a media tour in New York with 12 to 14 stations. It's been phenomenal because the message I want to get across is,
yes,
it's okay to talk to people. You know, my nakedness was about vulnerability. And I was being vulnerable in the ways that, well, first of all, I was naked in front of hundreds of people just staring at me the whole time.
Gutty move. Yeah, gutty. Anybody that looked up, gutty.
Yeah. And then the risks of skydiving naked. If I don't land perfect and I happen to skid in on my landing, that's some road rash you don't want.
Yeah.
But I took the risks and I let myself be vulnerable so that men can see, hey, like, we can do this. This might be an uncomfortable conversation, but it's worth having.
Sure. And when it comes to men's health and men's mental health specifically, it's important to speak up.
And skydiving naked gives a whole new meaning to the skydiving term flare.
I'm so glad you know that, Ron.
Fantastic. Ryan, listen, it's been a pleasure. Ryan Kanoff. We appreciate your time. The owner of the world naked skydiving record, 60 jumps in 24 hours.
Wow.
Terrific.
Thank
really,
you,
really
guys.
Terrific. Hey, great talking to you. Let's keep in touch.
Yep. Have a good day, guys.
You too. See ya.